On this day of the year of 330, Saint Eustathius, Patriarch of Antioch, departed in exile. He was enthroned Patriarch of Antioch during the reign of the righteous Emperor Constantine the Great. He was righteous and well learned. He attended the Nicene Council, and the father gathered there agreed on excommunicating Arius and exiling him and all those who believed in this teaching. Those were Eusebius, the Nicomedian, Thagonius, Bishop of Nicaea, and Eusebius, Bishop of Caesarea. After the council was counseled, and the fathers went back to their parishes, those who were excommunicated pretended that they wished to go to Jerusalem, but instead they went to Antioch. There they went and teased at a herald with money of other things in order to access Saint Athanasius, the patriarch, that he fathered a child from her. She took the money and went to the church and said as they had instructed her. They pretended to disbelieve her and said, "Bring forth your proof if you are truthful in what you are saying. We will not accept your statement unless you swear on the Bible that what you claim against this father is true." She swore to them, and she replied, and they replied, "We do not need any more proof." The emperor believed their unfounded judgment, and he deposed and banished Saint Eustathius to Thrace, where the saint remained until his departure. The Lord God, who loves his holy servants, did not neglect to reveal the truth. The woman became ill with a debilitating long illness and suffered great pain. She realized that her suffering was a punishment for her false accusation against the saint. She came and confessed before the people of the city that she had brought against Saint Eustathius, the patriarch, was danger. She pointed at those who bribed her with money to lie. She indicated that the patriarch was innocent, and that she and the child was born to another man whose name was the same as the patriarch. They convinced her to swear against the saint, but at the same time to mean in heart her friend who was the father of the child. To be saved from the falsely swearing, the priest resumed mentioning the name of Saint Eustathius in the divine liturgy. After his innocence was evident, he was eulogized and praised by Saint John Chrysostom of the Golden Mouth on the day of his commemoration. May his praise be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.